KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have sunny skies. It's 57 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today and a high around 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Cass County Auditor's Office has posted an advertisement seeking a new engineer for the county. Officials say Charles Bechtold, who was hired for the position in April of 2016 and began in July of that year, has decided to seek employment elsewhere. Bechtold succeeded former county engineer Charles Marker when he was hired for the position. He was previously the engineer for Osceola County in northwest Iowa and had been serving as interim Montgomery County engineer in addition to his duties here in Cass County. An application for qualified persons who are an Iowa licensed professional engineer can be found online at www.atlanticiowa.com. The position pays anywhere from $90,000 to $110,000 per year, depending on experience. A plastics industry publication has ranked Elkhart Plastics Incorporated, or EPI, in the top 10 for overall rotomolding sales in North America for the fourth year in a row. The ranking in Plastic News' 2019 Rotational Molders Support Report ranks EPI number 7 in overall rotomolding sales out of 99 companies included in the report. While the company maintains its ranks from last year, sales figures grew from $96.1 million to $110.2 million in just 1 year. Plastics News released the ranking reports in August 2019 based on data from fiscal year 2018. During last year, EPI expanded its footprint by adding a facility in Atlantic. Additionally, the company has grown its custom applications and its proprietary brands. The company has 6 facilities across the country with headquarters in South Bend, Indiana. EPI employs more than 640 people and utilizes 52 rotational molding machines, the most machines reported among Plastic News' top roto-molders, to design custom and off-the-shelf products for a diverse portfolio of customers. The Wellmark Foundation has notified 19 Iowa organizations that they'll receive matching assets to community health or match grants of up to $25,000, contingent upon securing the matching funds. To ensure community support for the projects, organizations are challenged to match the grant at 50%, and they have until November 8th to do so. Becky Wampler-Bland, the Wellmark Foundation Executive Director, said each of the grant recipients had submitted projects that can help individuals, families, and communities achieve better health through built environment initiatives that encourage physical activity and also by providing access to and encouraging the consumption of healthy foods. And the next step is for those organizations to secure the required match for the grant. Based on the community support they noted in their applications, they're well on their way to securing those funds, she said. The organizations selected to receive the grant have demonstrated their projects are sustainable and will help to improve the well-being of the communities they serve well into the future. They include locally the City of Afton for Afton Safe Routes to Schools, City of Carroll Pickleball Courts, City of Creston, McKinley Park Trail Expansion, the City of Mount Air, the Judge Lewis Park Trail, Ottawa Valley Community School District Elementary School Playground, and the Shelby County Wellness Alliance's Free Fitness for All project in Harlan, each of which is receiving $25,000 with the exception of Mount Air, which is receiving just under $10,000. You can read more about each of those projects on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A special meeting of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will be held this evening at 5:30 at the High School Media Center, during which the board will discuss the district's strategic plan. They will also act on the resignation of food service worker Lisa Anderson and approve contract recommendations for Ernie Hawthorne, Mark Vavracek, and Dale Ratalik, all special education drivers. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will discuss and or act on an open enrollment application or applications and a construction invoice with regard to geotechnical exploration of the district ball fields and Trojan Bowl improvements to the tune of $23,600. Following the regular meeting, the board will enter into a closed session to conduct Superintendent Steve Barber's annual evaluation. And a 5-year reunion will be held in October for those who attended the Cass County Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. in 2014. Event organizer Steve Livengood said 150 veterans and 12 non-veteran guardians went on that trip.
We want to have a reunion. It's kind of a class reunion sort of thing. It's kind of slipped through the 5 years. We don't really want to do it every year, but we probably ought to do it at least every 5. So, yep, we're going to have a reunion. No bus, no airplane, just get together.
He says many of those who went on that 2014 trip didn't have a lot of time to discuss their experience on the way home, and the reunion gives them a chance to share their memories. Sadly, though, many of those who went on the trip aren't with us now to relive that experience.
We've lost about, 20% of them? 27 that I know of. I suspect that list is a little bit higher than that, but at least 27 that I know of them will not be attending the reunion.
That reunion will take place on October 19th. That's a Saturday from 2 until 6 p.m. at the American Legion Building, the former Armory.
We have to give people a chance to literally mark the date on their calendar. And so we've done that. You know, mark a date on your calendar, not tomorrow, but it's not going to be 5 years from now. I mean, we've got to get it done pretty much as soon as we can.
Lyman Good said he sent out emails August 19th, but the response hasn't been what he expected.
14 that have called or emailed me back and said, yeah, I'll be there. I think it'll probably be more than that, but there's some logistics. You know, if you want to show up that day, that'd be great, but it'd be even better if I knew you were coming because, you know, I like to make lists. And so I think that's what I'm trying to do now. We don't have the postage budget and everything else. If nothing else, the stamps went up a whole bunch compared to 5 years ago. But, you know, so I did the email thing. The big thing I'm looking about is word of mouth and, you know, this radio right now. So, yes, spread the word.
The informal reunion for veterans, guardians, and their families includes snacks and drinks if you can attend. You're asked to contact Steve Livengood by email at aplewood@q.com. or by calling 712-243-5445. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.